everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host. My wingman, the Colonel Raper Brown, to my left. Judge Andy Isaacs, to my right.
Howdy.
Shelby Meyer, my fantastic board operator, to my front. And Dr. Shelley Cole, soon to come into the studio. It's going to be a fantastic show today. We're simulcasting here on 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also, KRXT 98.5 FM as well. You can stream us live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio. The number is 254-697-6633. And remember, when it's all done, it's wrapped up into a pretty little package thrown over to the podcast department. And you can replay it on Spotify, Apple, Podbean, or go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. And at the top there, you'll see the recording of last week's show. It'll be up there until the probably Monday when the new one, this show, gets put up there. But you'll be able to go into the podcast system and look at all the previous programs and focus in on a specific topic that you're interested in. So lots going on. And in the middle of the page on Aaron's Gun Shop Radio Show page, if you go down to the middle of the page, you'll see a donation button. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of money to keep this show on the air. Two stations, 3 hours a day. It costs a lot of money. If you like the content, if you're excited about the program, and first of all, let me say this. This is not for entertainment purposes. I know there's, what do you call that, Shelby?
Disclaimer
in the front. They do it for legal purposes, but I'm telling you this straight up right now. I do the best I can to bring on excellent seasoned oak spokes who are experts in their field to give you the truth to the best of their ability, and I try to do the same thing. So this is not for entertainment purposes. It's entertaining, and it's factual to the best of our knowledge, but it's not just for entertainment, okay? Now that I got that out of the way, Colonel, say hi.
Well, hi, but this morning I was reminded as I was heading out of here, and I was a little late getting started. One of my favorite characters, the book, was Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And this is appropriate for a person that used to fly the F-4 and is used to traveling around at Mach 0.9, which 9/10 the speed of sound. But Jonathan Livingston Seagull said, "Fast is being there." And I needed to be there. I wasn't.
Well, you are here, and that is great. Andy, how you doing this morning?
I am doing wonderful. We've had a great camp this week. It's been great. It's just, there's a lot of things going on. And I beg to differ with you. There's a lot of entertainment on this, sir. I find out how stupid people really are when I come to this program.
Like I said, there is entertainment on it, but it is not for entertainment purposes. Shelby, say hi.
Hi.
What do we have new in the studio?
A golden microphone and a oak spoke wagon wheel on the wall.
There we go.
Oh, and then there's the big sign, the huge sign on the front of the building.
We're trying to upgrade here. The Colonel gifted me with a book about Rush Limbaugh, the greatest when it comes to radio. And he is a fantastic person to follow, to try to emulate. And as I'm reading the book and I'm reading myself his mental thought process of situations that happened in his past. And it's basically the same thing I've been thinking in certain situations. And I go, you know, I'm not him, but at least I think a lot like him based on his writings of the book. And certain ups and downs in life and what Rush wanted to accomplish and what I want to accomplish as well, basically the same. So I'm thinking, look, I don't want to copy him, but I sure don't mind emulating him to some degrees. And I thought we'll put a little class into the studio with the golden microphone here. So now I'll call it, as Matt stands behind the golden high-cap microphone instead of the golden EIB microphone. And then if you're watching on Facebook, I don't know, Shelby, can you do a panoramic and show the wagon wheel on the wall? I keep talking about the wagon wheel, the hub. I'm the hub. All I'm good for is collecting the experts in their field, and each one of those experts is a spoke of the wheel, and the metal trim around it keeps it all together nice and sturdy. So with that, let me set the table real quick. We're probably not going to get to go over a lot of these things, but I want to put out the headlines that kind of raised my eyebrow. First, we'll do devotional announcements, true stories, I highly doubt it, word of the day, absolutely, quote of the day coming up. Judge Isaacs will be talking to us after the first break. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour, the Colonel right after that. And Colonel, give us a teaser. What's your topic?
Our topic is global warming and carbon dioxide, the things that are being used to try to control the Earth, to control everybody on Earth.
And take control, listen, and take notes, because it's all a facade. Dr. Shelley Cole, always, whatever her topic is, it's fantastic. Now, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the bite of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence, and the colonel gives me a thumbs up, I'll let you have a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights, or I've got a Dairy Queen lunch here, or I've got a coffee mug. You can pick what you want. The word of the day is revolt. Revolt. It's a verb. Two meanings. One, rise in rebellion. Two, cause to feel disgust. It comes from this headline. We're going to put, this is a quote, we're going to put up the American flag. Close the quote. This is residents of Muslim-majority U.S. town revolt against pride flag. And the reason I picked this headline and this word, I don't care what your religion is right now. The point is these people here stand together and fight something that is totally destructive to this nation. They want to put up the American flag because that's what counts. This pride flag crap going up on the White House, this is ridiculous. You take the Ten Commandments out of schools and courthouses, but you put pride flag up instead of the American flag? Give me a freaking break.
And the 45 communist goals that were outlined and read into the, in 1963, read into the congressional record, number 24 through number 26 are all about this, and it's a Marxist communist goal to use this to destroy the country.
Now look, I said this a million times. I don't care if you're gay. My faith says, you know, you shouldn't do that. But I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to just say, hey, you might want to think about it. But listen to this quote. This is from this a Muslim American. We're going to put up the American flag. That's what we support. I am a Lebanese person and I support the American flag. We are not going to sit here and tolerate you guys coming and saying, oh, it's Pride Month. You're gay? No problem. You be gay by yourself. Don't sit here and throw it down kids' throats, my throat, anybody's throat. Only the American flag and the nation's flag that represents the international character of City Hall will be flown, the gentleman said. Okay. So there's the word, revolt. Give me a call, put it into a sentence, 254-697-6633, and you get a little prize. Moving on, Kamala pushes to open up gun makers to lawsuits over crime. Kamala pushes to open up gun makers to lawsuits over crime. That would be like saying somebody goes to McDonald's, buys a big, large Coke, drinks it, throws the cup on the ground, and they're going to fine McDonald's for littering.
I borrow money from the credit union and buy a car and I have an accident and kill somebody and they sue the credit union because they gave me the money to buy the car.
That's right. And the manufacturers are building the guns under legal parameters. The guns are being bought under legal parameters. And then some nutcase get the nutcase.
Under illegal situations, usually how they get the weapons.
Yes. Tucker Carlson pinpoints the exact moment that the permanent Washington decided to send Trump to prison. It's very interesting. I remember this happening. I remember Trump saying these words. I don't have enough time to go into it, but it's definitely pinpointable, if that's a word, as to when they made the decision, this guy is going to give us some trouble. Here's Trump. Tucker, exactly right. Washington establishment after me because I stand up to their failed foreign policy agenda. Okay, if you haven't seen this, creepy Joe Biden cops a feel of actress Eva Longoria's breast on White House lawn. Go check it out. Guy's a creep. If you read body language...
Uh-huh. Say that one more time. He copped a feel on White House lawn.
Well, that's not all that went on the White House lawn.
Yeah, I'll get
disgusting.
To that one.
But anyway.
If you watch body language and learn body language, Eva, although she may be a big lib...
She didn't go
see,
for that,
you
huh?
can see the repulsiveness in the grip.
Yeah.
That's just my personal opinion. Mm. Biden in Connecticut. Talking about guns. He closes his speech by saying, God save the queen, man. Where does that come from?
I guess he's born there to save the queen because she's dead.
She's dead. You should be saying, God save the king. And why are you bringing the king up in an American situation?
We done whooped him twice. I don't know how many times we got to whoop him.
Transgender activists flashes fake breasts at Biden's White House Pride event. I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. This is not entertainment. Okay, this is the truth.
Yeah, the guys have no control. when they go into this homosexual, multi-gender stuff. That's just part of testosterone. Well, there's no woman there to say, slow down, back off, we got future consequences. It doesn't work so well.
Okay, I got less than a minute. Let me get through these last five. Damage control. Garth Brooks wants love and tolerance amid backlash for calling Bud Light boycotters a-holes. Now, I said this last week. I knew it was going to happen. He stuck his foot in where he shouldn't have, and now he's going to get a backlash, and I hope he does. Keep out of my business, man. Sell your beer if you want, and I won't buy it if I don't want to. Former AG Bill Barr, Trump indictment is very, very damning. If even half true, he's toast. Well, Bill Barr, I think you're as crooked as all get out. Mitt Romney, you piece of... Quote, I'm angry. Trump putting the country through angst over classified document case. You're a loser, dude. E.J. Carroll's second defamation trial against Trump set for start at GOP primary in January 2024. My, how convenient. And finally, I'm not going to read this one.
Well, the New York AG and the New York State Attorney General, the lower for the Southern District, had to adjourn their cases, in other words, put them on hold until after this federal case completely plays out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. The word of the day is revolt. Give me a call, put it in a sentence, and we'll get you something. Colonel, you got your quote?
I've got two.
Give them.
And you can have either one of them, folks. The first one, quick. For every complex problem, there's a simple answer that's wrong. And then the other one is, the cost of solving non-existent man-made global warming is orders of magnitude greater than the far lesser cost of doing nothing today and adapting to warmer weather if it ever comes.
Did you catch that?
That's a long one.
It's a long one. All right. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs.
Man, it is always a pleasure to be on the radio station with you, Matt.
It's likewise.
Really,
Matt, likewise.
It's a pleasure to be on with Shelby, but...
There we go. There we go.
Right. The only thing bad about being on it from 9:30 to 10 is having the mop-up crew, the backup hitter, you know, the number four slot, come in.
Yeah, that's right. You know, morning. I don't do this very often, where I come in and basically tell you what's going on at Morningstar Ranch and only that, because God's got me designed to give you words of wisdom. You know, one of the things that we were talking about this morning was Rush Limbaugh, and I remember when he started out and everybody listening to him, and he was saying some outlandish things, and I prayed about it. I said, God, what is going on here? I said, I really like this guy, but what's going on? He said, you know, you can't make pearl without a grain of sand in that oyster. It don't make no. It does not make a pearl. He said, I'm trying to make a pearl here. This radio station is the grain of sand.
No, this radio show.
Show,
thank you.
The radio show is the grain of sand, is the grain of sand. And we're out there making pearls. Morningstar Ranch right now, we're having a great camp season. I mean, we've had two back-to-back camps that were just incredible. We had the most kids we've ever had, which was 39 this week. And that's really on the border of way too many for us. That's a third more than we've ever had. But along with the third more of what we've ever had, we've had astronomically more expense. It didn't just go up a third. It probably tripled because inflation. A good example is the other night I needed some bread. Camp was over, and I had to go buy three loaves of bread. And I couldn't get them at the normal place. $10. Three loaves of bread, $10. The night before last, we were out of milk with this group. Out of milk. $25 for 4 gallons of milk.
That doesn't include the time it took to get
the gas or nothing else. Nothing like that. Our normal expense for food, we're just talking food, for normal expense for food during camp is about $700 to $1,000 because I buy more than what I need for the next camp. This one, we're over $2,500 and we're not through yet.
You got $150 coming for supper.
Well, that's right. We got $150 coming this evening for supper. And we're talking about not knowing. So I need your help. God has placed some of you in a place to get a blessing. And don't think that you're going to give money to Morningstar Ranch and God's going to resupply you with but you will get a blessing for it. And we need your help.
I tell you what, Andy, I don't do this often. I do it in certain situations because I don't like to continually ask for money. I do it on certain situations. I remember one time we did it for a little girl doing a lemonade stand. I think it was up in Colorado, and they were citing her violation, and we donated there. Another officer was it hurt or killed? I'm not sure. Major donation to them. It just key instances. This here, Morningstar Ranch, is a great facility. Rita and Andy Kay do a phenomenal job. They've been doing it for many years, and they do it with little money coming in. How should I say? They work their jobs. They don't get paid for it. They work their normal job, and they do Morningstar Ranch, and they don't get paid for it other than the expenses of what it takes. So here's what I'm asking. Also, I'm asking for contributions to the show because it's very expensive. So right here, I was talking to Annie this morning. Just to get it started, I've got something I'd like to offer. I have Susan Sterl, a very good friend of mine. She's a great artist. She did a painting of me, and we called it the Modern Minuteman. And I have prints made, that authorized prints, framed. I'll tell you what, Shelby, go ahead and show it to the Facebook viewers. It's an 18 by 24 framed print of the Modern Minuteman.
And it looks great, too, by the way.
Yeah, it really does. She did a fantastic job.
It's a small frame, but it looks good.
And so here's what I'm asking. To support patriotism, to support this show, and to support Andy. I've got two of them in the studio here up for grab. They're $300 a piece. If you purchase them, I will contribute $100 to Andy. Just because I got the two in here, that's why I'm talking about this right now. Past that, I'm asking you to open up your purse, your wallet, and to contribute to Morningstar Ranch. This is a fantastic cause. And I'm going to nudge you a little bit. Come on, I know you got the money. It's just sometimes we don't know what to do with it. And we're afraid to give it to certain places because we're wondering what's actually happening with the money. Well, you just heard where it's going to. It's going to milk, probably eggs, bread, and gas. Okay.
And everything you can imagine. We feed really good. Let me say this. We had, of the kids last night, Thursday night, we had about half of them, and I don't know the exact number, about half of them come forward and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. I've got eight that we're baptizing this afternoon. And these are on fire. And not only that, they got through with Thursday night. It went great. They had a great service. And then they went back to their rooms on their own. And we're talking about sixth graders going into the seventh grade, had a Bible study on their own in the cabin. That doesn't happen anymore. That's the Holy Spirit working. That's
okay,
not me.
So since time's running out here, let's make this clear. I have these two prints of the Modern Minuteman, $300 a piece. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, donation button. You do that, put a name in there with a note as to what it's for. Boom. Somehow, some way, we'll get it to you. Andy, how can they contribute to you?
Let's pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for many blessings. Thank you for what you're doing in the young people's lives. Thank you for what you're doing here at this radio station. Lord, this isn't an accident. This isn't something that Matt just put together and wanted to do. This is something you ordained and put him forward. Regardless of what happens next, we believe in you, and we want you to understand, Lord, that we're waiting for our direction. We're soldiers waiting for our orders, and we're ready to go. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. You know, we have a giving button on the website at MSR. It's on the top left-hand corner. It's green. You can follow the prompts. We take checks or money order on that. If you want to donate by check and mail it, you can do that. The address and stuff is on the website. Or if anything else, I'll come pick it up if necessary. You know, we need your help. It's not going to keep going on if we don't have it. So, and I'm not saying we're closing, but we need your help. So God bless you. We appreciate it.
Very good. Okay. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. So what I do is I pick one from the course of the week to read here today. And I think I picked Tuesdays. It reads, "Good morning. What causes fights among us? Some are surely justified, but most are just quarrels. The definition of quarrel: a heated argument or disagreement, typically about a trivial issue and between people who are usually on good terms. The book of James writes about this. James chapter 4. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." I continue. "Life always seems to go much better when we focus on him and not us." James 4 continued. "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says, 'He yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us'?" And I close. "Let's not make our Lord jealous, but rather show him our commitment to him. Have a blessed day." So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. And I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang out there. Been knowing these guys for 20-plus years. They've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, and they can do the same for you. They've got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here and support the sponsors who support the program. My sponsors are fantastic. You need to buy a house? contact Sandy Watts. You need to get some fresh meat, go to El Green Chile. Okay? You need to get some feed for your animals, go to Cameron Farm and Ranch. Who am I missing? There's too many. Okay? There's lots of them. Need tires? Go to McGuire Tire. You need your car worked on? Go to Mac the Mechanic at Quick Wrench Automotive. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and look at all the sponsors who support the program. Go to them first. If you like this program and you're listening to this program and you want to support this program, there's many ways to do it. You can call in. You can respond to Facebook commentary. You can donate some money. You can go to the sponsors. You can spread the word. There's all these different things. So please, let's support the sponsors who support the program. It's a circle of life. Without them, I don't exist, okay? So I thank them all, and I thank you for listening. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we should have Moz. Go to Moz. Get something to eat. It's great, okay? We'll have this scratch and sniff session of the portion when Katie comes on, and we'll smell all the good food she's got.
Oh, my goodness, it's good.
All right, we'll be back in three.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. We're going to get right to it. I've got our very own Katie from Ma's Place, Harker Heights. Katie, how are you doing this morning?
I am good. How are you?
Man, we are pumped up, ready to go. And we are anticipating, our taste buds are anticipating what the menu is for today.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Today we have our New York strip steak with two sides, super salad. And also we have our country combo, and that's our deep fried chicken breast and our hand cut, hand breaded deep fried chicken fried steak. And that comes with two sides, super salad. And for those who don't know, it's both meats on one plate, along with your two sides and your soup and salad.
Okay, there's a problem. I've got a problem here. I came to the studio this morning with a piece of bread and an avocado, and now you're telling me all this. I'm like thinking, Shelby, take the show. I'll be in Harker Heights if you need me. That sounds fantastic. Katie, tell her.
How is an avocado going to get you anywhere?
What's that?
That toast and avocado
isn't
going to get you anywhere.
Well, you know, sometimes you're in a rush and you got to eat fast.
Sounds so bad.
Hey, tell everybody, Katie, how they can get a hold of you, where you're located, if they can do an order, what kind of discount.
All right. You can get a hold of us at 254-699-0011. And for all of our radio listeners, we have that 10% discount. We're located in Harker Heights at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. And I am on tables today. So if you come out, give me a hug and let me know where you were listening.
Oh, absolutely. You need to go out there, especially. All you ladies are great. Whenever I go in there, you ladies always got a smile on your face. You're always, it's like teamwork. I see you all working together, giving each other signs. Hey, I need this. I need that. He needs coffee over here. Bring this over. It's fantastic. So you're all going to love it if you go out there. The plates are big. The food's a lot. The price is right.
And the customers are nice, too. Because
yeah,
when the place is full, they were, come on over and join us. We got a couple spots at this table. You know, and it's family.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you got some great things in the works. You got some great things in the works. I wish I can't wait to talk about it, but we'll do it at the proper time.
Correct.
All right. Katie, you're awesome. Be careful. Stay safe. Make lots of tips. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. You guys have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right. There you go. Ma's Place. Now, if you get the word of the day and the quote of the day, either one, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place. If you get them both, I'll give you a $40 gift certificate. So give us a call, 254-697-6633.
How long does it take her to cater four meals down here? Breakfast. Okay. All right, we've got quotes. For every complex problem, there is a simple answer that's wrong. And this was an American. And then there's another one, quote, the cost of solving non-existent man-made global warming is orders of magnitude greater than the far lesser cost of doing nothing today and adapting to warmer weather, if it ever comes. And we'll skip the fact of the non-existent ocean rising, all this other stuff. So we're going to cover climatism today, and I call it, this is the name that's used in the book, and I'm basing my research is basically two books. One is The Mad World of Climatism by Steve Gorham, G-O-R-E-H-A-M. And the other one is Inconvenient Facts by Gregory Wrightstone. Now, you remember that Al Gore wrote one called Inconvenient Truths, but it wasn't based on fact. So let's jump into this. I want to first thank my sponsor, Bell County Commissioner, Precinct 3, Bill Schumann. He's keeping me in gas money to commute. To Cameron from just south of Moody. So this is a pretty good jaunt down here.
Yeah, let me make a comment about that. You take your time and energy and effort to come in here to give the best information you know possible to help the people. I thank you very much for that. That's why I call you my winner.
I'm glad that the sheriff's department doesn't get on this road in the morning. Okay. The mad world of climatism. All right. Climatism is an ideology. It's not fact. It's the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying the Earth's climate. Now, the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change has a computer model. But their computer model, you have to keep in mind that garbage in, garbage out. And their computer model is designed on using emissions, human emissions, and that's all it considers. It doesn't consider nature, the sun. Well, that's inconvenient because that's just 99% of the energy that creates atmospheric movement. But we shouldn't consider the sun, or we shouldn't consider cosmic rays from deep space or any of this stuff. So the climate model simulations are driven solely by emission scenarios, thus demanding control of human behavior. There's the key, control of human behavior. The IPCC, the United Nations, wants control of every man, woman, and child on Earth and all of those in the future. Right? So that's mission-driven results, not predictions for accuracy. Now, let's get some definitions down before you start here. You may want to get your pencil and paper ready because this is going to come once and you can't remember it all. But these books, I'll read them again, the titles at the end. What is the greenhouse effect? And my computer just shut off at the very time that I needed it. All right, so the cost of solving non-existent man-made global warming. What is greenhouse effect? 30% of the sun's radiation is reflected by clouds. That's not considered by the CO2 people. Right? Most of it passes through, the sun's energy passes through the Earth's atmosphere and strikes the surface. There it is absorbed and its energy emitted in the near-infrared spectrum. Right? What's the near-infrared spectrum? When you walk underneath a sheet metal roof and turn your face up and look at the bottom of the roof, you will feel the warmth on your face of the underside of that roof. That is near infrared radiation. Right? So there you've got an idea. This radiation is absorbed and its energy emitted in the near infrared spectrum. Some of that re-emitted energy is absorbed by the greenhouse gas molecules. All right, the gases are made up of molecules. As they absorb the radiation, they in turn emit energy in the form of heat. This is the greenhouse effect. So the clouds from the bottom, the sunlight that gets down to the Earth warms the Earth's surface. The Earth's surface radiates heat in the form of near-infrared energy up to the clouds. It's absorbed by the clouds and re-emitted back toward the ground. This is the greenhouse effect. It's kind of a circle. Greenhouse gases, excluding water vapor. All right, let's take a look at the composition because the basic assumption of the IPCC and all the stuff you hear on the radio and the TV and in the movies and stuff, they're all screaming, carbon dioxide, carbon dioxide, carbon dioxide, because it's food for plants. All right, but the greenhouse gases, they always exclude the gorilla in the room. Water vapor. All right, so we'll get to that in a minute. Carbon dioxide is 63% of greenhouse gases. Methane, cow belching, is 19%. The other 18% makes up of other trace gases.
Cow what?
We won't talk about that.
All right. I thought you said belching.
Just say they're belching. The cows emit methane when they chew their cud.
I got you. Okay.
All right. So, didn't hardly lose my place. Okay.
Sorry.
Depending upon the location, all right, water vapor makes up 90% of the greenhouse gases. It's 60 to 90%, depending on whether you're in Galveston, Houston, or whether you're out in Phoenix, Arizona, in the middle of the summer. When we look at the whole atmosphere, excluding water vapor, nitrogen is 78%, oxygen is 21%, and trace gases, that includes greenhouse gases, is 1%. So of the whole atmosphere, the CO2 and argon and all these other stuff accounts for 1%. Right? The sources of man-made carbon dioxide. Coal makes 43%. What does China burn? Coal. How many people does China have? Billions. All right. Oil is 34% worldwide. Natural gas, 18%. Making cement, we have to burn the limestone in order to make cement and powder it. 0.04% of the CO2. Okay, so let me go back and get this right again. Cement was 5% of the man-made CO2. Gas flaring in the oil fields in Permian Basin. When you open a soda pop, the bottle sometimes will fizz. This is like bringing oil up from underneath the surface, okay? And when you bring up this pressurized oil 4,000 feet from below the surface, it fizzes natural gas.
Colonel, we're going to a break, but before the break, I want to ask this question in case you're going to mention it. Why do they restrict the United States, but they let China just keep burning and burning and burning? It makes no sense, especially after you said there's so much more over there. We'll take a break. Be back in three.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Captain Amateur Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the first hour of the program. Final segment here. Got two more hours to go. Dr. Shelley in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, the Colonel Rafer Brown talking about, air quote, climate change and what it entails and maybe the bogus definitions of it all. He's clarifying everything. So, Colonel, take it away, sir.
All right. We were just talking about CO2. All right. Coal, 43%, oil, 34%, natural gas, 18%, making cement, 5%, gas flaring in oil fields, flaring in oil fields, 1%. And they want to shut down the Permian Basin out here in West Texas because of 1% of the CO2. All right, global emissions. Who makes it? Who makes carbon dioxide? Of all the man-made carbon dioxide, China is the number one polluter because they burn coal. The United States makes about 15% of the man-made carbon dioxide, but we produce a huge portion of the products used around the world. So there's a justification here. The European Union, India, okay, add those all together, and that's about 61%. The other 190 countries in the world make 39%. Right. Carbon dioxide is plant food. During the Ice Age, 100,000 years ago, carbon dioxide was 225 parts per million till late in the age, and it dropped down to 182 parts per million.
Colonel, I got to pause you there. People are saying, how do you know that, Colonel? Isn't it the ice cores?
They have ice cores. They have the sporata on the bottom of the leaves. I've got to get that word back out here. But on the bottom of the leaves are holes that absorb carbon dioxide, and they can look at these and tell how much carbon dioxide was in the atmosphere.
So it's not made up. There's facts behind this.
Yeah, there are all kinds of different studies, and this ice cores, one author says there's very accurate. The other one says they're not so much. But it all adds up to basically the same thing here. CO2 is plant food. During the Ice Age, 225 parts per million till late in the age. And then it dropped to 182 based upon ice core readings. Their accuracy is challenged by the other author. But most multicellular life, plant life, will become extinct at 150 parts per million. Now, let this register on you. Multicellular plant life is required for animals. You are an animal. If it drops below 150 parts per million, and it started way up at about 400, if it drops below 150, everything on Earth vanishes and we'll be starting over from scratch. God will get another chance at it. We were within 32 parts per million of the end of life on Earth. Folks, the Earth is billions of human years in the making. Now, God's calendar is an entirely different scale. All right, you can talk about, you know, the Bible and what it says, but don't get your scales confused. Just like there's Fahrenheit and centigrade and there's total temperature, there are different scales, and just keep that in mind. The human introduction of combustion of fossil fuels may have averted a potential climate apocalypse, and that's we started in here. The trajectory of CO2 was downward when it passed 182 parts per million, headed for the 150 magic mark. And then, fortunately, here comes the steam engine and other hydrocarbon emissions and start raising CO2. Now, we'll get into a little later what the maximum here. So carbon capture is a bad idea. We're talking about that here in Texas right now. The railroad commissioners are talking about a carbon capture pipeline that'll tear up a bunch of farms in West Texas. All right, so let's go back now. 140 million years ago, human years, the atmosphere was over, get this, 3,700 parts per million CO2 versus 182 in the Ice Age. And it decreased downward slope. 10 more million years ago, without human intervention, and the Earth would be looking for new life customers. Okay, so if it took, that would be another 10 million years to decrease to 150. That most of us won't be around to bother about that. But the human intervention was not a factor. Now remember, humans are just a blink in this timeline. Humans have only been around for about 30,000 years via our bone records and stuff. All right, by the way, peak CO2 was about 530 million years ago, and that was 7,800. All right, inconvenient facts, page 16 under global warming category. The last interglacial period, and an interglacial, we have ice ages. The northern half of the North American continent was covered with ice. Right, 120,000 years ago, the Earth was 8 degrees warmer, 14 degrees Fahrenheit, than today. So today, the average temperature of the Earth is about 59 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you add 14, it would be about 73. Average, that's North Pole, South Pole, and equator. If you add 14 degrees Fahrenheit to Texas today, and you have Death Valley, California on a warm day. So it's going to be pretty toasty here, but that's what's coming by nature.
Colonel, I have a comment to what you're saying here. Ladies and gentlemen, he's putting out this information not just as you're in school learning stuff. This is so you can fight back and combat the propaganda that's being put out there to make you make decisions certain ways when in reality it's not right.
Can I hire him for a front man? Okay. Today's warming is similar to the last four ice ages and interglacial periods. The international panel of IPCC models are up to 300% higher than empirical data. Empirical means measured, right? Empirical data. The greatest danger to the Earth is politicians. Fund my climate study. That's the problem with our climate now. Over the last 2.5 million years, the Earth has undergone more than 50 major ice ages, each having a profound effect on the planet's climate. But what causes them, and how do we predict when the next big ice age will hit? We don't know. And that comes from theconversation.com Ice Ages website. Now, we have some more here. We're looking through a soda straw. This IPCC is looking through a soda straw and trying to forecast data based on a very short period of history. We had an ice age, and we are on the way out of this ice age. We had a mini ice age about the 1400 to 1700 to 1800 area, that 400-year period, including our Revolutionary War period, was part of the mini ice age, and the Thames River in England froze over. Then we had a global warming period around 1300 years from in that area, and it was a lot warmer in Europe and Iceland. That's when the Vikings colonized Greenland, and they have... So these variations, and we didn't have any hydrocarbons or anything else to make all these changes. But what the IPCC and the modern control freaks are looking at is a soda straw. If you can look through a soda straw, how much of the can you see of the world around you? If you look an elephant through a soda straw, you're going to see a tree trunk. When you look at the leg, you're going to see a rope. When you look at the tail, you're going to see a wall. When you look at the side, and heaven help you when you look at the trunk. All right, so since 1992, the Earth Summit, realist scientists have challenged climatism. And these scientists have been ridiculed, scorned, labeled deniers, and called stooges for big oil and coal. These scientists have stood firm for climate science against ideological alarmism. Folks, be careful and don't let this stuff get you down. Carbon dioxide is plant food, and there is nothing that says if the Earth does warm, it's going to be catastrophic. We can go into the fake ocean rising where they measure the subsidence of the islands in the Pacific, which are piles of sand or, if you will, volcanic ash sticking up above the ocean, and they subside. And that's the reason that you have water in the streets and some of these little islands.
All right, I think I got about 2 minutes. I want to make this, I want to see if I can get this in here, to put a bookend on what you just said here. The Club of Rome, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Communist Manifesto, they want to do all this stuff. The Club of Rome, look it up. But they wrote a book called The First Global Revolution. I'm going to just make a couple comments here. The ploy of finding a scapegoat is as old as mankind itself. When things become too difficult at home, divert attention to abroad, adventure abroad. Bring a divided nation together to face an outside enemy, either a real one or else one invented for the purpose.
Let's attack Trump and cover up Biden.
New enemies have to be identified, new strategies imagined, and new weapons devised. Here's the quote. In searching for a common enemy against who we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being played. We're being played. I'm going to make a comment here in the last 20 seconds. We've got a listener who was listening to the show and said this. Fade the music if you have to. I'm listening to the program. Just heard that they want to shut down the Permian Basin. So why are they planning more pipelines through my land? They are lying. So?
Carbon dioxide pipeline. They want to capture carbon dioxide and pump it into a cavern underground. This is a bad idea, folks.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes with Dr. Shelley Cole.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
This is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, the Colonel, my wingman, and Dr. Shelley Cole is in the house. Shelley, before I get into my diatribe of what I have to do here, hi.
Hey,
blue is your color. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I just felt like I needed to wear a bright colored shirt because we're on Facebook, I guess.
That's right. And you match my poster over there. Really nice.
Oh, there you go. Colors are great. Okay, that was the whole purpose, right.
Speaking of which, let me do this long list of things I've got to do here. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. And we're streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. You can give us a call here in the studio at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, it'll all be put into a podcast form on Spotify, Apple, or Podbean. You can check it out there. Since I had Judge Andy on earlier, I want to reiterate what we're doing here. Andy's Morningstar Ranch, and you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com radio show page and click on his link on that page, just like you can with all the other sponsors of the program, and see the donation button there. Food prices are going through the roof. They're doing a lot of things. Air conditioner broke down. He could really use some donations. I know you got the money, some of you out there. It's just you may not know where to put it. Well, I'm asking you now, say a prayer if you feel led to do so. Donate not only to Andy, but this program as well. It costs a lot of money to keep this show on the air. I've got the Shelby, can you show him the poster one more time? Susan Sterl at SusanSterl.com. Good friend, great artist, painted this picture. It's called The Modern Minuteman. And I've got two in the studio. If anybody buys them, they're $300 a piece. I will donate $100 to Morningstar Ranch, and the other funds will go to keep the show on the air here. So every little bit helps, and you get a great-looking poster. It's pretty cool. It's copyrighted. I guess that's what they call it. You got to have special permission to print them up. So with that in mind, pray about it. Give a call. Make a donation. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Center of the page. You'll see the donation button there. Dr. Shelley, what are we talking about today?
Well, I'd love to cover some medicine, but there are just a few things that really got me mad this last week.
Don't get Shelley mad.
Oh, my gosh. So I was reading about the health insurance carriers, like Blue Cross Blue Shield. Did you know that they pay pediatricians a $400 incentive?
I would not doubt it.
To get children vaccinated before 2 years of age. So if you get 10 vaccines before the age of two, your pediatrician gets $400.
I didn't have to hear the rest of your sentence. I knew they're getting paid off to do something. That's why they always have those bags of pills. Here, try this, because they want the Yeah, I've gone sometimes, and they'll push these free samples on you because they want the pharmaceuticals to get hooked.
Right. Well, and the brand name they're giving you, you know, the one or two pills is going to cost you 10 times as much, you know, if you go to the pharmacist. But the pediatricians, you know, and so they did a study in 1999 looking at these pediatricians, and they assumed a 1,000 patient population. Okay, now that's actually a pretty small practice. So let's say that it's four times that much. But back in 1999, if you were a pediatrician, you made $105,600 more from the kickback from the insurance companies. Over $100,000. Now, if you don't get 63% of your population vaccinated, you lose it all.
Wow. Unbelievable. The corruption is unbelievable. That is so corrupt. It is so easy to buy off a doc because the money's so tempting. Whereas, you know, you've got that ethical thing of, I want to protect my patients. Do a lot of these doctors know they're giving out crap?
Well, I mean, I think they're drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, I was looking at a little news blurb that came out from the Texas Medical Association, and it had a little cartoon in the right upper column, and a cartoon in a medical, you know, art magazine. And it was about polio, and they were trying to terrify us. You know, polio killed 30,000 people, and, you know, and it was just more propaganda to get us to vaccinate our patients. But, you know, pediatricians don't make a lot of money. I mean, they're kind of on the lower end of physicians. But if you're vaccinating these people, you have a potential for $300,000 or $400,000 more a year.
I would think anybody would do whatever they could for their kids, and that would make it more financially beneficial to the doctors.
Well, just think about it. So let's say that, you know, you kind of wondered, you know, I'm not so convinced about this COVID vaccine. You know what I mean? I'm not so convinced about it. Maybe we need to rethink this childhood schedule.
What about the treatments for COVID, this remdesivir that kills 53% of the people it applied to?
Right, right. The Ebola study done on remdesivir, they killed 58% of people within 30 days. And so they cut the dose down to 10. I'm not kidding. This is not some, you know, what is it, mediocrity or ludicrous movie.
Well, the disclaimer on this radio show says it's for entertainment purposes. I'm like, give me a break. This is factual stuff you can
right,
say.
Right. So the remdesivir, so they cut it down to 10 days. So, you know, because too many people, the majority of people were dying at 30 days. So they cut it to 10 days.
Kidney failure.
Yeah, liver and kidney. But you got me off track. Rayford, I'm trying to remember what I was going to say, you know, other than to say that, you know, if I were a parent and I was questioning the childhood schedule and I was told that there has never been a study looking at all of the vaccines that we are requiring for our children to go to public school in the state of Texas. There's never been a double-blinded placebo-controlled trial of the childhood schedule. It's never been done.
Can you explain quickly what that is?
So, you know, when we talk about science, and we're not talking about Fauci, we're talking about real science. The gold standard is when the researchers don't know if you got the treatment or not. So they're called blinded, okay? And then the patient doesn't know if they got the treatment or not. That's blinded. So that's a double blinded. And then placebo is you've got a group that only gets an inert substance, a sugar or saline fluid.
They get the M&Ms. Never mind.
No, not sugar. Not sugar. But they certainly don't get aluminum like Merck put in their placebo when they were studying the Gardasil vaccine. They gave aluminum, which is a known neurotoxin, and 37 children died in the placebo group, and no one questioned the findings at all.
Ugh. Silence. I always say when you hear that silence, it's like, wow, that's a mind number right there. You know, Shelley, the other thing on the placebo, though, is a sidebar note. If somebody, they know, some people know who took the placebo and they start getting better, that's a good sign of mentality in the sense of how you can almost heal yourself with positive thinking.
Well, I think that the body wants to heal. You know, if you give it the resources it needs and you get the toxins out of the body, you've taken care of 90% of the problem. But you've got to, the body has to have enough energy to do the things it needs to do, pretty much to detox, to get the toxins out. But I don't know that their argument is it's unethical to not vaccinate. That's what they say. It's unethical not to. Well, they've never studied it. How do they know that it's not ethical?
Exactly.
It's unethical to give the vaccines because you'd never study them.
The effectiveness of the vaccine has never been studied, right, is what you're saying.
And I'm talking about all of our childhood schedule combined has never been studied. And so, you know, I would say, okay, well, if you don't want to get a placebo group because you consider that unethical not to give them the vaccine, then I would just say, can we compare it to the obvious groups of people who are not vaccinated now? Or how about the Amish, you know? I mean, there are groups of people who don't get vaccinated.
But they wash their hands.
They wash their hands.
Isn't that what you said, that washing your hands was really the cure to the diseases and not vaccination?
Well, yes. Now, it was very interesting because you bring that up, because if you look at infectious disease death rates over the last, 100 years, okay? In 1900, by 1900 to 1960, the infectious disease death rate had dropped by 97%, okay? This was before the vast majority of our vaccines now, okay?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're really telling me that.
Yeah, we had a polio vaccine at that time, the smallpox vaccine. There were about two or three vaccines in early 60s.
2030.
Yeah. So essentially, the infectious disease rate has not been affected by the vaccines whatsoever.
Shelly, usually the first segment's always a wild segment, yeah, because it's like we don't see you for a while. We want to catch up on other stuff. So when we come back, I know you got your notes here. We're going to hit it. People have been contacting me all week wanting to know that you're going to be here. So they got their note-taking material ready. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Dr. Shelly Cole.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelly Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market.
Welcome back. back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. My special guest host today, Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, they hear you, but I want them to know you. Why don't you give a quick history as to your education, your background, as to who you are, what you do, what you know?
Yeah. Well, my dad was a doc. He was an MD. Traditionally trained, he went to Harvard Medical School, and he became a hormone specialist and endocrinologist. And I was really proud of him. I remember when I was like 5 to 6 years of age, I learned how to say the word endocrinology. You know,
I'm 60 and I can't say it.
And so I loved medicine. I believed in it. You know, I had my New England Journal of Medicines proudly displayed, you know, in my apartment when I was going through med school. I believed in the profession. I thought they were doing good, you know. And then I got trained. I went to the Mayo Clinic. I'm a board certified OBGYN.
Two questions. One, to give a time frame.
Yeah.
What year did you?
Let's see. 1987. I graduated from med school.
So you're right there at that point when everything went crazy with patents.
Yes. So in remember 1980, there was legislation called the Bayh-Dole Act. And it said we needed more research in medicine. And so they said universities and hospitals, if you can imagine, hospitals can receive royalties and patents off of their inventions.
This is Matt talking. Back in the day when Shelley was prior to that, the core element was the good of the people.
Absolutely.
After that, there is a great temptation for the greed of, you know, making a lot of money based on patents, this, that, and the other. So I just wanted to draw that out there, that this is potentially what we're dealing with.
And all of this ties back to the exact same time frame of Fauci. All this overlaps. It's
right,
not all cause
right.
relationship, but Fauci was all about money for big pharma.
Right. Well, it became highly lucrative, okay? You have to understand, because before this, scientists in the lab, you know, they would, like, create something, but they didn't get the patent,
right.
Okay? Now, like Fauci's folks, the NIH, they'll get $150,000 per year per patent. So, you know...
That's a lot of money.
You know, you're just... Cha-ching, cha-ching. And so what happened was in 1980, we monetized science. Okay? Before that, it was altruistic, you know, in the sense. Now, there would still be bad docs who would distort their statistics and try to push their own agenda. You know, I believe that low-fat diets are heart healthy. I mean, we had those people at that time.
That's sporadic. But, now,
but it wasn't money. It wasn't, you know, big pockets. It wasn't a multi-billion dollar, you know, event. So it was really sad. But 1980 was kind of that pivotal year. And I went to med school in 1983. And then graduated in 1987. So going to the Mayo Clinic, I wanted to get the best training. In fact, I remember the chairman of the department when I interviewed there, he said, Shelley, why are you here? Because it was up in the tundra of Minnesota, you know? I mean, it was cold and I was used to Texas. And I said, well, sir, that's where the Mayo Clinic is. And he said, you know, that's a really good answer. And I said, well, good, you know. So I got in, but yeah. So that was very exciting, and I totally believed in the profession and loved it. Then I went and practiced as I waited for my husband at the time to finish his training and started, you know, just a traditional medical practice. But it was kind of like... interesting, because when we moved to Texas, it was kind of like roadblocks. You know, I would want to call my patients with their test results, and the nurses would take me to lunch and they would say, you know, you really don't need to do that. You know, you could just write the results on a postcard. And I'm like, a postcard, you know? And literally, you know, medical information on a postcard. I mean, I'd be interested to see what HIPAA would say about that these days. But
wait, these are nurses working for you?
Yes,
well,
yes.
First of all, mind your own freaking business.
Exactly. I don't think the patients were complaining, you know. In fact, they weren't.
That's,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. So, actually, it got so such at a fever pitch, they asked me to resign, you know, at this tertiary referral center in Temple, Texas.
Wow.
If you can believe it. And so they did ask for me to resign. And they told me as, well, and I put a fight up because I said, well, I'd like to meet my accusers. Mm-hmm. You know, can you bring them in the room and we can have a conversation? And it was interesting because the chairman of the department at the time, we were riding down on the elevator, and he said, you know, Shelley, you're either the stupidest person I've ever met or you're the strongest. And I said, no one's ever called me stupid. And he looked at me like, oh my gosh, you know.
And I still think that's an insult.
Oh, I mean, it was horrible. He's just, no, yeah,
I mean,
it's
the
just
strongest
horrible.
As compared to the smartest. I'm either extremely stupid for what I'm doing or
right.
I'm extremely ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that I did have a moral compass, right? And I knew what I felt like was what was the right thing to do for the patient. And it's called values, you know.
That's a tough road. I know. I understand. When you have morals, values, we all fall. We all trip. We all fail. But our genuine heart is we want to do the best for everybody. And so that's a hard road to ride.
Right, right. And I remember, you know, being in charge of a lecture one time, and I gave a recommendation that they need to take multiple samples when they're learning how to do this procedure, because they're learning, they don't know. So if you just, you know, you don't want to just take one sample, because what if you get the wrong sample? So take multiple samples while you're learning. And somebody stood up, a good friend of mine actually, supported me after I left the institution. Stood up and said, well, wait, we have a contract with the health department for $85. If you want to take a sample, come get me and I'll do it. And I was sitting there in front of med students and residents and all these people that are looking to us to tell them, how do you proceed in this world? You know, and I was like, all of it flashed in front of me, and we were talking about a diagnosis of cancer, okay? And all I could think of was, this resident is never going to even know how to make the diagnosis because they don't know what they're doing. The guy's going to come in the room and do the procedure for him, and then he's going to walk out. And so it kind of flashed before me for a few seconds, and I finally said, well, my recommendation is you take multiple samples while you're learning, and then as you get better at it and you understand what the cancer looks like, then you can be more selective about your... So I went back to my statement, but that was like the kiss of death. Don't do that. You know? And this was like 27 years ago, you all.
Yeah.
So
and
you can only imagine.
Pathology samples, and I can say from experience with my wife, she had breast cancer on both sides,
right,
year apart, and she had multiple types of cancer, and different samples showed different things. It was
right.
Not a simple one biopsy is the answer and cure-all.
Exactly.
It depends on where they took the sample.
Very much. It could be the difference between making a cancer diagnosis and missing it. Okay? But you can only imagine what they're doing now. That was like 26, 27 years ago.
Shelley, I don't trust politicians. I don't trust medical. I don't trust government. It's because they've been so caught in so many BS lies.
Right, right. But, you know, when a doc is in the middle of that, and I was an insider. I mean, I was tried and true. I believed in the profession. But then, you know, when they kind of pushed me out because... And I thought,
understand.
Is something wrong with me? You
Look,
know,
I'm a good little soldier. I follow my orders.
Right.
Because I have faith in my leaders. And then when you find out and the curtain's drawn away and that's all a lie, you get very angry because you're like, I gave you my heart and you put a knife in it. And yeah. So I'm very skeptical. I'm very, I don't know what word of I check things out.
Well, you're cynical. You want, cynical, you want to make sure. And you know, don't give them the benefit of the doubt. Stop it. Do not give your doctor the benefit of the doubt. If you think just, you know, that they are educated and they're smart and they seem really nice, stop it. You know, ask the question. Ask, is your income tied in any way to this recommendation you're making?
Yeah, but I had my primary care manager is asking me, do we have time?
No. I'll tell you what. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio. The number is 254-697-6633. Be back in three.
Supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
The Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the word of the day today is revolt. If you can give me a call, put that word in a sentence, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. If you get the Colonel's quote, Colonel, you probably do the short one, Colonel.
Okay, for every complex problem, there's a simple answer that's wrong.
So give me the author of that quote. Either one, you get a $25 gift certificate. You give me both, you get a $40 gift certificate. But right now, I have Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio, HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you can't remember that, you should be able to remember Aaron'sGunShop.com by now. Go to the radio show page, and all my sponsors are there. Click on the link. Boom, you're there. Shelley, before we go any further, I wanted people to know that the free classes that you give, because we always have a tendency to do it at the end of the show, and I want people to have a chance to write it down, call in, ask a quote, whatever. So why don't you tell us about it?
Well, I appreciate it very much. So we do a free workshop once a month, and it's going to be a little bit different. It's usually the first Monday of the month, but we're, because of the 4th of July and everything, we're going to do it the second Monday of the month. But it's a free class, and it's limited space, so you have to call. You have to get a reservation. We are always full, thankfully. I remember the time I would do it, and there would only be one person in the room. And it was like, okay, I'm okay, because it's good, you know.
It's like there's an awakening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been here for 27 years, you know.
Shelley, I've been doing gun business for over 20. And some people say, I didn't know there was a gun shop here.
Exactly.
Hello. So it's the same thing with you.
Right.
But all of a sudden, there's an awakening, and I'm getting calls left and right for all sorts of stuff. Same with you.
Right. Well, during COVID, you know, we took care of patients. I know that's a concept, but, you know, it was, people started calling the office, and they said, I just was turned away from the emergency room because they told me my lips weren't blue. I said, excuse me? And they said, yeah, I
you can breathe too well.
Yeah, your O2 sat's too high. We're not going to take you until you need to get on a ventilator. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. It was the first time. Ching. It was the first time that a disease had been politicized. Okay, and I can say that. I mean, there's been corruption in medicine for a long time. And greed and corruption. But this was the first time it was like, well, what do you mean? And then they completely turned it upside down. You know, it was kind of like, we always talk about prevention and early treatment is the foundation of medicine. You know, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure, right? Yeah. That's what Mom says. And so, but this was like, no, we're going to wait until you're near death. And then we're going to put you on the ventilator. And, oh, by the way, we won't give you those medicine like ivermectin, you know, that everyone's heard about. And everyone knew that they had heard somebody. I think what Joe Rogan even said, he was cured with it.
You know, Shelley, it's 2 years later, and people probably are just, when you mention that, they're probably, what are they talking about? But in that two-year time frame when we were saying, why aren't you doing the ivermectin? Why aren't you doing the, you know, HCQ? It's been there for years, and when you mention this, a lot of people probably don't even know what you're talking about.
Really? I mean,
I'm serious, so, because if they're just waking up to this, and you start talking these terms, and what they want to learn, they want to know.
Well, that's true. The CDC on Twitter, you know, totally maligned ivermectin and called it horse dewormer. You know,
I mean, and it's been on the UN list of approved medications for years. For human use.
Well, World Health Organization's top 100 essential meds would be hydroxychloroquine, you know. And so all we did in March of 2020, which was at the beginning of the pandemic, was I started writing prevention scripts, okay? Because that's what we're about, right? We want to prevent disease, and we want to treat it early. I mean, it doesn't take a mental giant to figure that out, right?
Ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
And you wanted to talk about GERD, and this applies to that also.
Oh, yeah. And I hope we can talk about acid reflux about it, but I will tell you that, you know, during the pandemic, we had to close the doors because we had such a busy telemedicine. So we were just talking to people on the phone. And we were talking to people on the phone from all over the United States because they couldn't find a doc to give them a prescription.
That's so sad.
And so our biggest challenge was getting a pharmacist to fill the script.
And I was part of that, and I know what you're talking about. It was hard to get a pharmacist to fill it.
Yeah, it was shocking. You know, and at first I was talking to the pharmacist. Like, every Friday morning, I'd spend 3 or 4 hours arguing with pharmacist about, you know, fill the script for me, fill the script. And then I finally said, I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to argue with these people. They're highly politicized. They have no knowledge of the science. You know, I'm not, you know.
Well, okay, I'm going to interrupt here. Some of these pharmacists, their job is to fill the script.
Dispense.
Not to be the doctor.
But their boss says, you won't do this.
Right.
That's where the problem is. And so the pharmacist.
Do you think maybe the kickback, like CVS
yes.
gave on the vaccine to the pharmacist, might
yeah.
be affecting? Yeah.
Big time. Absolutely
sure.
big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were getting incentivized for the vaccine. And so you all, they had to malign early treatment because so they dismissed it and said it didn't work. And remember, they said all the heart abnormalities with hydroxychloroquine. I'm like, excuse me,
my heart is as strong as you can. I've been on it
yes.
for how long now?
Yes. Well, I in my presentation long ago during COVID, I had a quote from a Harvard rheumatologist, and she would literally refer to hydroxychloroquine as a multivitamin for arthritic patients. She said, it's your multivitamin. It's like a multivitamin. After COVID started, it was like, oh, it's poison now. You know, we can't give it to anyone. And, you know, I remember when Fauci, actually, I remember the date because everything changed. And so, and then when Trump said that he used hydroxychloroquine, or, you know, we should use hydroxychloroquine, that was actually March the 16th of 2020. My daughter walked in the room and I was on the phone with a patient, you know, doing a prevention prescription. And she said, Mom, Trump just said hydroxychloroquine. And I said, I was hoping I was going to get a couple months, you know, before. But by 2 o'clock in that afternoon, it was over. There was no more hydroxychloroquine, you know. And thankfully, I just picked up my own script, you know,
ladies
an hour or two before.
When you hang out with excellence like I do, okay, I'm just the hub. When you hang out with the excellence, when you study what's going on and you see the corruption, it's scary. It's scary because there's an element out there that wants nothing but power, domination, profitability, and control. And we're just, what's the word? Chattel? Is that the word? Chattel?
Chattel.
Yeah, we are just money chips to them. And it's destroyed my confidence in medicine. I will not take a vaccine now. Yeah. I won't take a shot from anybody.
That's why you're a gem, because the relationship we have on this radio show and outside of this, and your history and all this kind of stuff, I trust you. Go ahead and take it hot. Just
sure.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll see what happens. I got a call coming in. We'll see what. Caller, welcome to the program. What's your name? Got a question for the doc?
Yeah, when was Fauci appointed?
Well, he's been there 50 years, so it was early 70s.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second, caller. That mic's dead.
It was 50 years ago. I mean, he is the highest paid government employee that we had. And it was, I think, back in the early 70s. And I remember seeing him at Mayo. I thought he was actually an employee there because I saw him so many times.
How
and then I found
out. Hey, caller, please lower your radio.
Sure.
And I thought he was an employee at Mayo, but he wasn't. He was employed by the government.
Fauci cut his teeth on AZT and AIDS. AZT
right.
killed the people, not AIDS. AZT
right.
was cancer medication.
Yeah.
He got put in office in 1984.
He was in his current or recent position. It was 1984.
Caller, was that your only question?
Yes, sir, man. Y'all have a good podcast.
All right, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Well, we shouldn't question Fauci, right? He is science. He says, you know, you question me, you're questioning science. And so what I would say to that is, who would you rather decide to lean towards? My feeling was, when I was learning about hydroxychloroquine, I realized the guys who were promoting hydroxychloroquine, they weren't going to make a penny because it was on a generic. They weren't going to make a penny. And so I said, you know what? I actually told him, because I called the author on the phone. His name was Dr. James Todaro. He's a pulmonologist. I said, you know what? You're not going to make any money off of this, are you? And he said, well, no, I'm not, but we could save the world.
That's what you need.
And this goes back to, science is questioning. By definition, science is questioning. Consensus is propaganda. So whenever you have consensus, you already made all the decisions, and that's not science. You always question with science. That's you have your hypothesis.
Absolutely. And what group of people do you want to be with? Do you want to be with the people who believe that censoring, quote, misinformation is the solution, or actually have a conversation with us? Let's have a debate about the vaccines. Why haven't they done a double-blinded placebo-controlled trial? Why haven't they looked at the non-vaccinated populations?
Because the truth will come out.
They don't want the truth out, right? Sure.
So that's why they censor it.
They're just, you know, to think that they are using all of these children, and we have now, what, 1 in 35 males have autism since we started all these vaccines?
No, Rayford, is wrong. Much worse than that. In 1980, it was 1 in 10,000.
We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, hopefully we're going to get back onto your notes.
Okay.
Shelley,
it's down to 1 in 30.
Shelley, it's impossible, because when you talk, it's like every topic is something we got to talk about. How much time I got, Shelley? Whole thing crashed, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, well, I know we're at a break time, so we should go to a commercial.
Yeah, go straight into a break.
Just go into a break.
At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Adventure Radio Program, finishing up the second hour, final segment. Got another hour to go, but I got Dr. Shelley Cole, my special guest host today. She's a walking encyclopedia of information, and it's great. I'll tell you what, man. I keep going back to this, but it's so true, and I want to push it so you understand. We did a panoramic of the studio today, and I got the wagon wheel hanging on the wall. All I am is a hub. I'm smart enough to know I need to hang around smarter people than me. And Dr. Shelley Cole is one of those well-seasoned oak spokes in the wagon wheel of success, and put all together is that metal trim around the outside makes it nice and strong. So here we are, Dr. Shelley. Take it away.
Well, I'll tell you, what I like to do is take care of patients. That's what I like to do. And
you saved me.
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know.
No, I appreciate that.
You know, but that's what I really enjoy doing. There was I was actually the medical director for America's Frontline Doctors for a little while. But that was, you know, busy. But she said, you know, Simone Gold said, she goes, Shelley, this is a full-time job. I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm not giving up the practice. You know, I said, I'll do it Thursday night through Monday morning. I'll do it. But I wanted to take care of patients. And thankfully, when I left the organization, I had my practice. And that was July of 2021. And it completely exploded because of the vaccine. Everyone, it just pushed the virus to mutate. I mean, we were kind of going along. People were sick in 20, but when 2021 hit and those variants just accelerated, you know, we exploded in July of 2021. I actually had to hire a doc and a nurse practitioner to help me because I couldn't do it. You know, I was trying to keep people out of the hospital. And so I would, you know, take their calls at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was insane.
That's a love of life right there.
It was crazy. So I had to start setting some boundaries, and I said, I can't do this. I'm not an urgent care. It's just I didn't want anyone to go to the hospital because I knew that was a death sentence.
And these people that are calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning can't breathe. They are sick.
That's right.
They are very sick.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't call people to help me.
No.
But I remember, I'm like thinking, Matt, you can either just go down or you can give Shelley a call. And I was bad. I was bad.
Give Shelley a call. Oh, man, that's so bad.
If I didn't get pressured by family, I probably would just like curled up in a ball and just.
Oh, my gosh.
Gone. That's just how I am.
Well, we had the hydroxychloroquine nebulizer at that time.
That's right. You shot.
Dr. Zelenko and I were doing a study on that. And regretfully, you know, he passed. But we could not get a pharmacy to make them. And so we ran out of the nebulizer.
Unfortunately, I was able to get some. And I think that's what saved my life because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
All right. Look, you got about 8 minutes here. Take your notes. We keep interrupting.
I'm
going to put the little one until you get interrupted.
I think there might be one or two people. And we have talked about this in the past. So I don't want to be repetitive, but I did kind of look over some of my references this morning because I thought, well, maybe I'll bring them some new news about acid reflux, because so many people have acid reflux, and it's such an over it's a really problematic because you're not absorbing your nutrients. You know, that's the acid reflux treatment. Usually they give you some kind of antacid, right? Omeprazole is probably the most common prescribed antacid. So that's at a prescription level. But they've got over-the-counter ones like Nexium and Prilosec, all those.
You know, when I hear those commercials, they go, the side effects may be hairy tongue, death, loss of breath, loss of consciousness.
And death.
And death. I'm like, I'm listening and I'm going, I'm start cracking up. Who the hell would take this stuff?
Exactly, exactly. Well, you have to understand, all those PPI inhibitors like Nexium and Prilosec and so forth and Omeprazole have a black label FDA warning. Now, I'm not real fond of the FDA, but, you know, before COVID, they did put a black label on the PPI inhibitors, and they said, cannot be used for more than 2 weeks without a doctor's permission. I'm like, I have people coming in my practice who have been on it for 20 years, and their doc just says, oh, here. Oh, Rayford.
I'm the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Explains your climate change.
That explains my bad attitude. And I had a doctor that wanted to increase mine by fourfold, and now I've cut it to half of what I had before. I'm on less than 10 milligrams a day now.
That's great.
Apple cider.
That's great, Rayford. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Well, it's a lie. It's an absolute lie. Before the cholesterol medicines, before the statins, the PPI inhibitors and the antacids were the biggest producer for pharma. Okay, they made more money. It was like $6.5 billion in 2008 for Nexium. So, you know, they were the biggest money producers for big pharma. So, but it's all a lie because acid reflux is not too much acid. It's actually not enough acid. It's a little confusing, so I'd hope we can talk about it a little bit more.
That's why I'm kind of breaking in here, because we don't have enough time to really get into a serious conversation. So I wanted to ask this question, to tie up some ends. Shelley, how do they determine a vaccine for flu 2, 5, 10 years in advance?
So they do it from the four variants from the previous year. So they're looking at the strains that happened last year, and they're taking those strains and putting it in the flu shot this year.
But there's been reports that the vaccines have been years prior to an epidemic, so that kind of kills the thought process of the year prior.
Right. Look, you know, the flu shot is another utter fail. Okay, it's another fail, and it's just a propaganda coming out once again to push this flu shot on us. You know, it takes 100 flu shots to save one case of the flu.
Okay, this is Matt talking. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. I'm not anti-vax, because if you go back in the day when the doctor did it for the best of mankind, I feel it was a genuine thing that would help you.
You mean 100 years ago?
Okay, we're in the 50s, right?
I always use the 50s
as the marker.
Right.
But after that, I don't trust anything. But then I always used to get a tetanus shot.
Right.
Dr. Shelley, I want to ask you a serious question.
Right.
And give me an answer to the best of your ability.
Okay, I'd be happy to.
I work on a ranch. I got barbed wire and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, do I need a tetanus shot? Do I have to worry about that one too?
Well, it's very interesting because tetanus... if you clean off the wound and you limit the risk for bacteria, and you clean it off and, you know, watch it and make sure that it doesn't get infected, it's probably okay.
Let's do a comparison. You know? I stepped on a nail.
Right.
And it went through my foot as compared to the barbed wire. The barb on the barbed wire scratched my skin and I washed it.
Please tell me what infection they are saving. you from?
I don't know. I'm ignorant to this. I'm asking you.
They don't know. They don't report it. They just say that you're at greater risk
of lockjaw
for bacterial infection. So, tetanus is one of those questionable ones. I would defer to Sherry Tenpenny, who has probably been the most outspoken, knowledgeable vaccine critic for the last 23 years.
So as a medical doctor, I don't want to put you on the spot here. Wave me off if you don't want to go here. But...
I'm just kidding.
If you're wearing my boots and you're working the fence line, or you're working in the barn and you stepped on a nail or you scratched yourself, what would you do?
I would go inside. I would look at it. I would clean it out as best I could. You know, maybe put some hydrogen peroxide in there. If you got some betadine, that'd be even better, you know.
So a penetrating wound as compared to a surface wound, you do the same thing?
Just make sure that, you know, but you can always go see someone, but you know what they're going to say.
Okay.
But I just say, research it. Question. You need to question me. You need to question everyone, you know, about these. And so when you're thinking about vaccines, think about, what is my risk for infection? And what is the risk of taking the vaccine?
We're going to take a top of the hour break. Be back in 3 minutes with Dr. Shelley Cole. See you on the other side.
Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Radio program, hour number three. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown. Special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. Shelby Meyer, Shelby, thank you very much. Keep me on track. If we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. You can see us live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. And, if you got a question, feel free to do so. We wrap it up into a podcast form. Is that mic off, phone off the hook?
It's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way it's able to go off on the air.
Is that right?
If I kept it on there, it'd go off on speakerphone.
I don't know if you can hear her, but Shelby's schooling me in the art of how to run the board. Okay, I'll just shut up and just do my job.
Do your job.
Do my podcast at aaronsgunshop.com, Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Now, look. I'm going to put out another trivia question. If you can call up at 254-697-6633, give me the correct answer, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to the Moz Place in Harker Heights. Moz Place, Cameron Fitness, Centex Tactical, McGuire Tire, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, Cameron Small Engine, Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group, Liquor Depot, HealthySuccessWork.com, Shelley Cole. Matt Cole with Scrappy's Metal. You've got Sam's Tint and Collision, El Green Chile, Cameron Farm and Ranch, Father John, Texas Resale Company, Kyle Foundation, Cameron Chiropractic, Veterinary Medical Arts Center, Central Texas Coin Exchange, Texas Star Realty, Lennox, David, yes, Quick Wrench Automotive. Tell me what's all that got in common. Give me a call here, 254-697-6633. I'll give you a $25 gift certificate.
Wow. That's impressive, man.
I'm blessed, Shelly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, I've been locked out of Facebook for a long, long time. So please don't go to my website.
We have that in common.
Yeah, we're just
the
locked
truth
out.
Is suppressed, man.
Exactly. Well, I was formally locked out, you know, like permanently when I published a CDC PowerPoint slide from the Committee on Vaccinations, and it was on myocarditis and the risk for different age groups, and that was it. It was all their statistics, all their science, and I was just putting it out there, using their science, and they called me misinformation for the last time and permanently removed me from Facebook. So don't go to my website on Facebook, because there's nothing there.
But you can go to mine, aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, and click on healthysuccessworks.com. That's another way to get a hold of Shelley.
So, you know, when you take your child in to get the vaccine, like, you know, for the 6-month, you know, checkup or whatever, and they know, they've done studies, the government pays to find out what is the most effective way to get people to get the vaccines, and it's an announcement approach. So instead of having a discussion and saying, okay, your child's 6 months of age, these are some of the vaccines that we're considering for your child, what do you think? They don't want you to do that. They want you to say...
They don't want you to think. Is that what you're saying?
They don't want to, they don't want a discussion.
They do not want a discussion.
They want you to, you know, they don't even discuss the name of the vaccine. They just say, we're going to stop meningitis and cancer of the cervix, and your child's 12, and these, you know, are the routine vaccines that we give that are safe and effective. Okay?
Okay.
And so if a parent comes along and says, you know what? I need to have a, I just, you know, maybe even they knew someone who was vaccine injured from the COVID vaccine. And they go, you know, I'm starting to question these, all the vaccines. I mean, this is my most precious child, right? Or my grandchild, you know. I know a lot of grandparents are, you know, suffering because they're worried. Like giving hepatitis B day one of birth, you know, what child is at risk for hepatitis B, a sexually transmitted infection at birth?
I don't know anymore, Shelley. The crap I read and hear and see, it's unbelievable.
And oh, by the way, that they actually are at risk when they become, you know, adults, teenagers, adults, the immunity to the vaccines waned. So it's appalling. And yet our SIDS rate is 10 times the normal rate of other industrialized countries in the world. So let's say you go in to the pediatrician and you say, Doc, I just, could we do this? Could we do one vaccination at a time? Which kind of makes a lot of sense, actually, doesn't it? Because then you would know this one was the one that really harmed my child, right? I mean, you do one at a time. Whenever you're trying to tell if something's working for you or not, you want to change only one variable. And so let's say that you're the parent who says, you know, I'm willing to bring them in, you know, whatever amount of time it takes to get them in, but I want to delay the vaccinations. I want to thoughtfully consider every single one of them, like the hepatitis B, you know, day one. I want to bring them in over a period of time, and you know, I'm going to learn about the vaccines, and I, you know, may not want to do it. Well, the pediatrician's, you know, not too happy about that. And so there was a 2014 study that said, ask the pediatricians how many of you would literally dismiss a patient from your practice because they refused to get the vaccine.
And
it was 40% of pediatricians admitted to it. So you know there were a lot more that would dismiss them. Because they have to reach that 63% threshold. If they don't, they lose all the money.
That's right. So I have a question. Are we equivalent to the Planetary Council on Krypton, where they think they're so smart and they're listening to Jarell, is that his name? Jarell? And they say, oh, you're crazy. We're going to stay here on the planet Krypton and the planet's going to blow up.
Right.
Or is it total corruption? Which one is it, one or the other, or is it a little bit of a combination of the two?
So here's the deal. You know, for many, many years, I didn't want to blame the docs because they're busy. You know, the salary docs, you know, have these ridiculous quotas. You know, you've got to see 17 patients in the morning, you know, and, you know, you've got a nurse practitioner, you know, who's actually using your name. And that was one thing I had a problem with. I said, you give her her own schedule. You give her your own name. Don't tell people they're coming to see me and then they're put in a room with the nurse practitioner. I said, I'll supervise her. But she's got her name, and I got my name. And of course, they didn't like that, you know. It was, you know, the era when, you know, there were a lot of patients that wanted to go to female docs, you know. And so, anyway.
I get it. I always said if I'm going to get a proctology chest, I want to go to a woman who enjoys it. I don't want to go to some dude.
Who enjoys it.
Enjoys that. I don't want
a woman to go, I'm going to take it, do a proctology chest and go, ew. I want a woman to say, yeah, bend over. Let's get her done.
I got it. I was like, yeah, bend over.
Well, at least he knows what he's doing.
I thought you were going to say you wanted a male, but a female. Oh, okay.
This is the entertainment part of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, they put on two gloves for some reason.
Colonel, that was not... we didn't need to cut that from the tape. Okay. Go ahead, Shelly, save us.
Well, can we get to...
Jeez, man.
I would like to talk about acid reflux because it's so blatant, you all. My profession says it's too much acid. And in truth, it's really not enough acid, okay? And they just people need to know that.
That doesn't compute with me. I'm so programmed to think the other way.
You know, they say that acid reflux. So acid reflux is when the contents of the stomach go up into the esophagus, and it can cause Barrett's esophagitis. It can cause increase your risk for cancer of the esophagus if it gets up to the throat. It's terrible. I mean, it is debilitating, okay? But it's really confusing because their meds do help with the symptoms short term. They do. Because they lower the amount of acid that's refluxing up into the esophagus. So it doesn't hurt as much, but it's still going up inside the esophagus.
But what's causing that problem? Is it a natural thing that it's a weird thing that happens to some people? Or is it because of a lifestyle?
Well, there's several things. So when you're eating a meal, the stomach opens up and the sphincter, the lower esophageal sphincter, opens up so food can get into the stomach. When you get a critical amount of food in your stomach, that's when the parietal cells make acid.
We'll talk about it more after this break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com. U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month, talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Are we live? Thanks, Shelby. I appreciate that.
I like Smoke on the Water.
You need to give me a cue when I start doing it.
I like Smoke on the Water.
Well, that's a great one, too. Yeah. But that one there. Look, some people say, I need classical music to get some stuff done. I go, no. I hear classical music, I just want to stand in one place and just enjoy every note. When I hear stuff like Guns N' Roses, I will put up a fence line.
Right.
I'll build a barn. I'll do whatever. Anyway. Dr. Shelley Cole is in the studio. Shelley, if you were God, and I don't mean this disrespectful, if you were God to oversee the human race, to make them healthy and stay that way, what would you say the basic fundamentals of that would be?
Nothing. That's an open-ended question.
Matt asked me this over the break, and I was like, will you ask that on air? Because it's a great question. And the answer starts with making sure that every single thing that you eat is absorbed. Okay?
It's impossible with the way it's so polluted with chemicals.
Well, you're right. There are a lot of toxins, but step one is absorbing the nutrients that you do eat, okay? If we don't do that, I don't care how good or bad your diet is. If you don't absorb your nutrients, what good does it make? What difference does it make?
All right, so let's say we get bread, white bread.
Right.
That somebody put mayonnaise or mustard on. Okay. And slapping on some cold cuts of bologna, ham,
salami
or whatever.
Bologna, yeah.
Okay. And then they go to... How's the body consume that? Because we all know it's all polluted and full of chemicals.
Right, right. So, well, first of all, you've got to have acid to digest your food, okay? The process of digestion really starts in the mouth with the saliva, okay? But by the time you get to the stomach, that's where proteins are digested, okay? And so... you must have a critical amount of acid in the stomach for proteins to be broken down into what we call amino acids. Those are the building blocks.
I want to interject every time you bring something up. So how does a healthy person maintain the proper acids? So if we've got this food that's polluted,
right,
and you have a healthy person who's got their acids, the normal acid level has to work overtime for the pollution that's coming in as compared
yes.
to natural food. So how do you do that?
Well, you cannot kill the acid with drugs like omeprazole or antacids. I mean, that's step one, you know. And it's so hard for people to get that concept because they go, look, I cannot go to sleep at night. I mean, my acid reflux is so bad. And I would love to hear, you know, from the listeners, their acid reflux is so bad that they have to sleep in a chair. They can't function. It's just too painful. It's burning in the esophagus.
254-697-6633.
And so they can't function, okay? So they take these antacids, and then what happens is they're not absorbing their trace minerals. You know, they're getting osteoporosis because they don't absorb calcium. Mm-hmm. They get cardiac arrhythmias because they don't absorb their magnesium, okay? They don't break down their protein into amino acid building blocks. And so these partially digested proteins get to the small bowel. And then the small bowel says, this is not normal. This is a foreign object. It's not what we were expecting. And so the immune system kicks in, and that's where you've got gluten sensitivity and you've got food allergies, and now you're not absorbing your nutrients.
Question, since you brought it up, you made it sound like there's a major difference, and I'm sure there totally is, but I'm ignorant to this. What does the small intestine do as compared to the large intestine?
So the large intestine's primary role is to absorb water. Okay? Just to absorb the water.
I didn't even know that.
Just as the stool goes by, it gets the water out of the stool. So if you take an antacid because of reflux, it feels like it's better to you because the contents of the stomach that's going, refluxing up into the esophagus is not as acidic, but it's still refluxing. The cause is the sphincter is open, not too much acid. It's that the sphincter is open. So if we can get the sphincter to close, then, you know, we're home free. So what happens is with a meal, you know, it's wide open. You get that critical amount of food in the stomach. Parietal cells make the acid. And the acid content, once it reaches a pH of 2.5, which is highly acidic, then the sphincter closes so that the stomach can start to digest and break down the nutrients.
All right. If we're going to take the apple cider vinegar, what? How much? A couple tablespoons with
water? Well, you're jumping ahead, Rayford.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm ahead. Okay.
You're right. You're absolutely right. One of the things that you can do right now, and I love this, you know, when somebody thinks they're having a heart attack, I just tell them take two teaspoons, or, you know, if you think you're having a heart attack, take a whole tablespoon and put it in, you know, 2 or 3 ounces of water and drink it down.
Look, I've been doing that. And when I wake up in the morning and before I go to bed, I take it, and I can tell almost instantaneously a settling.
Yes.
It's like I settle in.
Your stomach's not sour. You know, it's not stomach, a sour stomach anymore.
And if I can help some people out there, if they're thinking, vinegar? Do you like salad? Do you like salad dressing? It's almost like that. You can even season up your
vinegar. Yeah.
Put a little bit of oregano oil in there. Some mint if you want, some garlic. It doesn't matter. Just drink the thing down. It almost instantaneously affects me.
I will tell you, you know, we made salmon a couple nights ago. And if you put 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar and 2 tablespoons of any kind of mustard you want, Dijon, brown, yellow mustard, whatever you got in the house, put a little bit of honey, or if you want to use stevia, you can do that, and olive oil, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Mix it up and put it right on salmon. Oh, my gosh, it's delicious. It's a wonderful salad dressing.
Yeah, it goes down smooth.
It's really, you know, light, tart, but it helps. It helps the stomach, absolutely.
And I'll be the first one to say, somebody tells me to try something, I try it, and I go, no, it didn't do... I know my body, and it didn't do jack squat. But when it comes to apple cider vinegar, I know my body, and I can tell immediately after drinking it, it does something to me. I can't explain the scientific thing. I just know my body's reacting to it in a positive way.
Right. It's good because it tightens up that sphincter. It allows the stomach to start the digestion of the proteins, and you have to have that critical amount of acid for the contents of the stomach to go to the small bowel. If it doesn't, it's just going to sit there in the stomach. So what people will present with that have acid reflux, they'll say it's burning, it's intolerable discomfort in these, you know, I may get acid literally up in the back of my throat. It's intolerable. I'm not going to live that way. I can't live that way. So they want to take these medicines. But it's kind of like the food just sits in the stomach.
Yeah.
Okay? And so you get full really fast. It's like, you know, your appetite's bad.
It's almost like a separation, because sometimes I have this. It's here, and it's not processing.
And right. It's not processing. That's a really good way of describing it. And Rayford, you were talking about hiatal hernia. That's when the upper part of the stomach protrudes above the diaphragm, okay, and is now in the chest cavity instead of the abdomen. And so it just makes acid reflux much harder to manage, you know, because it's an outpouching of the stomach above the diaphragm. But you can still do it with apple cider vinegar.
Okay, before the meals, before each meal?
I would do at least 2 teaspoons in 2 to 3 ounces, you know, 4 ounces. You can put lemon in it. You can put cayenne pepper. You can put honey. You can put whatever you want in it. But you got to have that acid. That's going to be the critical thing that causes that sphincter to tighten.
How long before the meal?
I would probably do it at the same time as the meal.
Just before.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, everyone's talking about alkalinized water, okay? These pH of 8.3 and they're all really good, and we want a body that's alkalinized and everything. But at the stomach, you've got to have acid, okay? That's critical. And so if you drink a big old glass of alkalinized water right before a meal, then guess what happens?
You don't digest.
You don't digest because you just neutralized your acid in the stomach.
All right, everybody, we're going to go do a break, a 3-minute break. The number here to the studio is 254-697-6633. Dr. Shelley Cole, healthysuccessworks.com. Check her out. If you can't remember that, hopefully by now you should remember aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. All my sponsors' links are there. Click on it and you'll get right to them. We'll be back in 3. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait, we have limited space. See you soon.
the perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S, FinancialGroup.com, to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, 254-697-6633. Give us a call. Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio. She's a treasure, and we have her here in the studio right now. So, Shelley, I know you've got a lot of things you want to go over. Time is always limited. Questions are asked, things like that.
I have to mention that the FDA is now recommending, they voted on a new vaccine for pregnant women.
First of all, new. Second vaccine, three pregnant women. I mean, that tells me.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking. So there are four now. Okay, there are four vaccines during pregnancy. One is the COVID vaccine, if you can imagine. Oh, still on emergency use authorization.
I thought that was over.
No, I mean, well, it's not been approved by the FDA. So the flu shot. Which you have to understand, pregnancy is a detox for mom. So if you give mom something with mercury in it or aluminum in it, that is a big old bolus to baby. And for all of the years that I practiced obstetrics, and I'm still a board certified OBGYN, all of the years that I practiced, there was this saying that we would say that pregnant women and babies are a hallowed, protected patient population. We do not vaccinate them. We do not give them medicines. You know, if you need a vaccine, you take it after your pregnancy.
Shelley, what? This is a political... Colonel, I want your input on this in a second. This is a political show to a major extent. And the colonel will back me up on this. We went into the military believing our leadership was true and pure to the salvation of the United States of America. And as you study and learn more, you realize how corrupt and polluted it is and how many people have died in the meat grinder to support and defend a system that is for the upper elite. And here you have the medical system the same way. And so when we talk about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, I understand in one respect your attitude of, well, I'm being a good citizen and I'm listening to the news. I'm trying to be informed, but that has been polluted. The colonel has expressed in many times how this country is being taken down by a communist manifesto. So, Colonel, it's Shelley's show, but go ahead and make your comment.
Okay. The first thing here, I made this note earlier in the show, and it says, human life means nothing to a socialist looking for control and money. So we talk about Fauci and these other people. They want control by forcing you to take a vaccine or something. And or do, that's just a key to other areas. And the other one, that was the primary thing. I just lost.
Well, yeah. Listen, I want to just tell you what we do know about this new vaccine already. And you have to understand that they voted 10-4 to approve it. Okay. And the final decision is going to be in August. But do you all remember the RSV when they tried it in children? Children died, so they pulled it from the market. That was in, I think, the early 70s. And so, if you look at what is the risk for RSV for children, it's less than 2% of children will get RSV at any time. And so the Pfizer documents that were provided to the CDC to make these determinations found that there was 14% of pregnant women had a serious adverse reaction, sustained an adverse reaction, and a serious one was 4.2. So there were 14% that had a reaction. 4.2 of those were serious, but here's the one that I really want you to listen to. 0.5% suffered life-threatening adverse events.
That's 5 out of 1,000 people.
And you told
That's
me
two out of a 1 out of 200.
And you told me one time there was like a vaccine that 2 people died. They stopped it immediately.
That was the RSV back in the early '70s.
So what changes the policy from 2 to okay? It's okay.
Well, there's no liability now.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
If the CDC approves it for pregnancy, their liability is waived. The patient cannot sue pharma for the vaccine because their liability is waived if the CDC approves it.
I got a question. What pregnant woman that loves her fetus would volunteer for testing a vaccine like this that might kill her fetus?
I don't know.
Is it just one that's waiting to get an abortion, a late-term abortion, so she doesn't care what happens to the fetus, one way, whether it kills it or not?
Colonel, honestly, I think it's ignorance. I really do.
They're just believing in what the doctors are telling them.
That's what I said before.
They don't know any other way of thought.
Yeah. So if you look at the infants within 1 month of birth, 15.5% of the infants had a serious adverse reaction, and 1% had a life-threatening reaction.
This is early vaccinations you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about this specific vaccine, one that they are, you know, proposing to approve in August. They're saying, we're going to approve this for pregnant women. 1% of babies had a life-threatening event within the first 30 days of their life.
You know,
So it is not public health. There is another agenda going on. I mean, there can't be. This is not health. This is the complete opposite.
Look, when somebody challenges me, I back off and say, I know my history. I know my knowledge, just because it's a defensive stance. And then I go research. I go, oh, wait, they were right. So, ladies, if you're pregnant and you're going, well, I studied the news. I listened to the news. I'm going to say this. I commend you, one, because you're trying to get the best information. But I must humbly say to you, I think you're getting your information from the wrong sources because it's corrupt. You need to go diversify your information intake.
Well, and couldn't you at least just pause and catch your breath and go, wait a minute. What is my risk of RSV to my child? Less than 2%. And 1% have life-threatening events in 30 days of this vaccine? No, I think I'll pass on that one. But they're not being given a true informed consent. Okay, they're not. Because, you know, they're just going in and saying, well, you know, it's safe and effective, and we think this is going to help lower your child's risk of getting RSV.
I have a metal sign in my gun shop with Indians sitting on a bench, and the title says, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. Meaning, we're here to screw you.
Exactly.
So just be careful of the information that you listen to.
I've got one and it says, give us your guns, we'll take care of you.
That's what it was.
Give us your guns, we'll take care of you. And then they slaughtered 225 out of 300 or something.
Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, I love government. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights is a beautiful government. There's nothing wrong with that piece of paper because it allows for correction through the process. It's the people in charge of it who are corrupt.
And the fact they don't follow it at all.
Well, you know, the bottom line in medicine is follow the money. If you follow the money, you will see these are the incentives to doctors, and is corrupting them. It's we've lost all trust and confidence in my profession. And, you know, the profession that I loved and I trusted and I dedicated my life to, I've had to remove myself from it and say, you know, where are you going to draw the line, Doc? You know, you're sitting there knowing, in fact, you've got your family on ivermectin and you're not willing to give it to a patient? Or you're telling them, oh, take this vaccine. Sure, it's safe and effective. And then they may have a miscarriage. I don't know what happened. We did an autopsy and the baby looked just fine. I don't know what happened.
But they don't do a test for COVID-19 spiky protein, which they have. Dr. Ryan Cole, the pathologist, that tests for this. And they'll find the fetus is just riddled with the spiky protein.
Shelley, you know me. I know you. I have a question. How does anyone look at anything that comes in a needle as a positive? Is there anything out there in a needle that you can say, this one's okay? Or do you have to worry about everything?
I think you do have to question everything. That's why I would ask, you know, if they're pushing, like if you're going in for an ingrown toe and they're telling you, have you had your COVID vaccine, you know, right?
Well, it comes back to this one. I went into my primary care manager because my right knee hurts.
Do you eat meat?
Okay. And yeah, and this is, you know, osteoarthritis or something. And he said, how many times a week do you eat red meat? And I paused
Excuse
for a second.
Me?
And I couldn't understand what this was about, but now I understand. He's probably being paid to ask that question to collect data for somebody.
Do you have firearms at home?
Do you feel safe?
They didn't ask that question because that was, of course, being kind of a red flag to me. Because I still had my holster on my leg, but I just don't carry my weapon into the... I lock it in a vault and that's chained to my car so they can't get it out.
Okay, anyway. We're going to take a break. Be back in the final segment.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical,
254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program, final segment for the show. We've got a special announcement here. Colonel, why don't you take it away and explain who this
is. Okay, this is Davis Ford. We're going to have him on the line in just a second, talking about the Tea Party meeting, which is always the third Tuesday of the month. And our meeting location is normally at the, and I just went blank here, Harris Community Center in Belton. And right now, this next, for just the next meeting, is still going to be down at the VFW on the southbound service road, south, that's exit 292, south of I-14, and before you get to loop 120. Go
all
ahead,
right,
Davis.
So let's put them on and give the details, and welcome to the show.
Yes, hi there, guys. I've been enjoying this program an awful lot. Chili Cole's always awesome. But we're announcing the next meeting, the Central Texas Tea Party, this coming Tuesday at 6:30, as Rayford said. It's going to be at the VFW, southbound access road, just before you get to the Expo Center there, and was it Loop 121? But anyway, as fate would have it, Governor Newsom of California, that's any Tucson Newsom, as Rush Limbaugh used to call him, he has proposed the 28th Amendment to the Constitution so we can have reasonable gun control. That means you have a gun, good, turn it in. We'll take it away from you. So as our guest speaker, we have Wes Verdell. And Wes Verdell is currently the Texas State Director for Gun Owners of America. And the informed people in your audience will realize that it was Gun Owners of America that 2 years ago got us our constitutional carry law passed when we should have had it all along. But anyway, it was Gun Owners of America and their little girl head at the time that worked her heart out to get that done.
Yes, we had her on the show. So she did a great job.
Gun Owners of America, we owe them a lot. And this is a great guy. He'll give a great presentation. Because the Second Amendment, you know, they've got to take the Second Amendment away before they can have their New World Order utopia and red flag laws and...
Very good. All right. Tell you what, Davis, recap the date and the time, because we got to move on.
Yes, sir, sorry. It's, again, 6:30 at the VFW, that's the Belton VFW on the southbound access road there. It's 6:30 Tuesday the 20th, and that's meet and greet at 6:30. 7 o'clock is the actual meeting time, and so everybody show up.
Okay, and bring your own cookie. We have cookies and stuff to eat there at 6:30 to go along with that. And also I'll mention that Gun Owners of America just got the Gun Owners of America an injunction against the ATF's pistol brace or whatever you want to call it, arm brace.
I'll tell you what, Colonel, we need to coordinate where we can get that person on because that'd be a great conversation. Yeah. But right now, I got Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, we got about, I don't know, 8-9 minutes here. Let's wrap her up.
Well, I think a lot of people will ask, what do we do? What can we do to redirect and fix this disaster? You know, it's going to take decades for patients to be able to trust their doctor again. But I think we've got to get the money out of medicine again.
I agree. And that's the only way you can trust it.
Right, right. All of our safeguards that used to protect us, think about it. The media, we used to have exposés of Big Pharma. You know, in the 1970s, they would say, Merck did this, and they would expose Merck Pharmaceutical, you know. And we don't have that anymore because of the, I think it's a 1992 act that, actually 96 was when they started to allow advertising on television. And so now essentially 70% of mainstream media is bought and paid for by Big Pharma.
This country is of the people. And what's happening is the people have been pushed aside, distracted to be in your phones, working two jobs, broken families, government is daddy. And so now here we are just floundering, whereas before we were constantly in it, talking about it, debating about it, voting it proper, but we're floundering. So
right,
people are
right.
out there.
And there's big medicine, big money in medicine, obviously. That's what we've been talking about. You know, so you have to question everyone. And I would ask them, if they're asking you to get a vaccine, then just say, could you please tell me what the risk of this infection is to me? And what is the risk of the vaccine? And is your recommendation in any way tied to a bonus?
Oh, man, that's a heart. Woo! You're going to see doctors squirm on that question.
Well, they shouldn't have to squirm.
I know, but they're going to, because you know most of them are, I would say a large portion of them are.
Right, right.
Now, you have to ask them, how many side effects from the vaccine do you have to prevent one disease with the vaccine? Or one case of illness with a vaccine.
My favorite one is hairy tongue.
And then the last one's always death, you know. Well, actually, Rafer, the question should be number needed to vaccinate to prevent one case of the whatever infection, okay? So, and you can ask that question for any procedure. What is the number needed to treat to get the result that you want? So if they're saying, you know, you need to do a colonoscopy to prevent colon cancer, how many colonoscopies do you need to save one case of cancer?
Yeah, okay. That's a lot of money.
You know, Shelley, I've been thinking about that a long time. You say, if you're over 50 and all this kind of stuff, colonoscopy, and people are kind of like suggesting, Matt, you need to go. No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, now
there's
another study that came out, and colonoscopy did not show to be statistically significant.
They're pushing again for breast, for mammograms for everybody.
Yeah, right, right.
I've heard about it. It's constant.
They want to, but then there's data showing that though even those people who are at greater risk for breast cancer have more susceptibility when they get the mammogram test result. Their radiation exposure is higher.
There's more risk to a woman's breast by squishing it as compared to just caressing it. Isn't that what you say?
Matt.
You know what they do? They squish your.
This is a serious topic, Matt.
I'm being totally serious. Why squish it when you can caress it? And these doctors, they squeeze it to get this X-ray.
What would they call that?
We may not.
Sexual.
It's a good thing we're about out of time. This conversation's going downhill.
This is the entertainment part. Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
No, but seriously, you know, you've got Big Pharma has bought off medicine, the legal structure, the political structure. There's no one who's looking out for us anymore.
And there has been no punishment to anybody in the medical chain, Fauci or any of these people who have poisoned or murdered with remdesivir. It's just, there's no punishment. There is no consequence.
Well, no, they can't be sued because it's under an emergency use authorization. So all their liabilities removed.
Shelley, we've got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Why don't you take the show, wrap it up, what you got going on, seminars, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I hope that people will come down to see us. We're in Temple. And been there a long, long time. And I think of our little office as an oasis because, you know, we did not use the masks for, we did for maybe a week or two, a COVID minute. But you know, we took care of a lot of people. And so now they kind of trust us. And they know that we do care for them, and we have a good time in the office. And so I don't want it to devolve into just about politics, but you know, you gotta talk politics when you're talking about the problems in medicine. You do. So I think that, you know, we will discuss them to some degree, but hopefully, you know, you'll get information. We talk about the five foundations of health, okay? And how each one of them is important to focus on. And I would say that establishment medicine, you know, doesn't even discuss the body burden of toxins that we're dealing with in our environments. You know, that's a huge one, how to safely get toxins out of your body. Like, I had someone come in, preconceptual counseling, and it was so wonderful. This woman said, you know, I haven't gotten pregnant yet. I want my pregnancy to be the very best I can for my unborn child. What do I need to do? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. First, let's get toxins out of the body, right? And then let's make sure that everything's ready to go for that pregnancy.
Shelley, really quick, tell people about your free seminars.
So they're once a month. So just give us a call. The number is 254-773-4900. And just ask for Dolores, or just tell anyone who picks up the phone. Just say, I want to go to the workshop. Put me on the list. I think July's already full. But, you know, but you can call and ask. If not, come and see us in August.
Shelley, it's a pleasure to have you on. Colonel, my wingman, thank you very much. Shelby, you did a fantastic job. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.